welcome to this podcast. And before going ahead, I'd love to say that I hope you enjoy this podcast, and of course it's subject to the disclaimers that I've mentioned already. And if you've got any queries, then do go to the website and have a look at those. I hope you enjoy this podcast. So let's fast forward and go through all the correspondence that we had with the claimants after the mediation. And what was really interesting is that from all the insights we've gained from the mediation and all of our team contributing, because we had a lot of eyes and ears at the mediation, we came up with packages for the claimant. And here's the funny thing. It may not happen often, but essentially where we ended up, which was quite an interesting position, is that we ended up in a situation where we would acknowledge the claimant's contribution to this product that the company had created, and we'd acknowledge that contribution, and we'd formally acknowledge it, and we would put out press releases and that kind of thing. We would also give the claimants a very, very minimal royalty, which really didn't amount to much. And we would also say to the claimant that essentially, if they wanted to come and work for the company again, then they were welcome to do so. Although actually that wasn't the case. They didn't really want to continue to work for the company. So the settlements agreement, in essence, contained an acknowledgement of contribution by the claimants and a very, very small royalty. And that seemed remarkable from what had originally been claimed. And it's kind of always stayed with me to say, what was this all about? And I think that this was not about money. This was all about respect. And what the claimant wanted was respect for their contribution. And believe it or not, that's what they were really after. And that's what we figured out. And essentially, for Bob and the team at the company, they were relieved. But we had figured it out. It was all about respect. So I really hope that you've enjoyed the story about Bob and the claimant and how the IP issues came out and how we managed to settle this case. And now I have two things for you. First of all, if you would like a summary of this case and the key points to take away, then email me at jimmy@coachinglaw.com, and I'd love to share my key insights with you, and I'll send those to you via email. And secondly, thank you for listening to this podcast, and do tune in to my next podcast where we'll be talking about another story and sharing more of our insights with you. Thanks again for listening. This is Jimmy at coachinglaw.com.